After the close of the stock market, I'm Rich Paz for Critical Point. It is 4 o'clock p.m. Eastern Time, March 16th. I don't have the official close here, but it is the market is closed for the cash market. Big up day today, up at least 68 points or so. I might be closing above the 100-day moving average. It's above the 200-day. That's kind of constructive positive action. 200-day average is moving down slightly still, and it's done that the last 5 days. I'm hopeful pretty soon it's going to turn up a bit, and it's not down much at all. It's kind of pretty much stalled out here for a month now. And then the 20-day moving average is just above the market here, so we got to watch out for it. It might cause a problem at about 39.75. And let me double check on what I have. Maybe this is the official quote, 39.60. Actually, no, it just changed a little bit. But at any rate, that's a general idea. So, yes, it can bump its head because this was a big up day. I'm sure somebody tomorrow is going to say, why wouldn't you sell this? Okay. But I think this is fairly constructive action. And I just got to give it a chance to see if it won't work higher into next week when the Federal Reserve may raise rates. It may do nothing. And that's a bit of a gamble at this time. But from what I understand, people betting on what the Fed does points to majority saying they won't even raise the rate, okay? All right, now, another reason I'm doing this update isn't just because it's a nice day. And if you look at the zigzagging this week, Thursday, Friday, the markets got beat up. People got the bad news. It scared them ahead of the weekend. It scared them just the news anyways. And from what I understand, there's a few big-name newsletters out there that were trying to be quite bullish, and Sunday night they put out alert. There may be problems here. I'm a little nervous they panicked at the last minute going in the bottom, but I'm not convinced they were really big sellers. I think they're trying to just make adjustments a little bit, deal with it. And now here's one of them even spoke up today and said that the question is, does this banking problem break inflation or does it break the economy? And that's an interesting twist on this. I hadn't really thought of it that way, and yet I look at some of my modeling and kind of that's what we're doing here, but just never flat out thought that. If it's breaking inflation, they're thinking probably little risk towards a recession, and it would be a good thing, and it's probably maybe short-term negative, long-term positive, okay? But if it's breaking the economy, then they're nervous that indeed the economy may deteriorate, slip, and they've been against that, and so they've been showing very low probability of the economy going down. Now they're raising the probability quite a bit, they said, but at the same time, they're not convinced that's the best scenario. So they are worried, does this break the economy? And so big debate of which it's doing here. And I think there's going to be some confusion for a while yet. Now, there's some things I forgot to put in the weekly update, and I realize some people are going to miss this because they only look at the weekly update or they just hit and miss, but always seem to do the weekly update as best I can tell. But here we go. Someone did a March seasonal study. They said, what's it do during the month? And I don't know if they said, on average, it goes down the first half, or did they isolate March months only that went down early March. I don't know, but I saw the chart and it's down the first half of the month. We already knew it could do that relative to our model, but we thought the downside would end at the end of February, okay? But it's okay to spill over. But here's the fascinating thing. Regardless if they were using a standard seasonal or they were data mining and showing just the Marches that were down first half, it showed on average the latter half of March, the market rallied more than it dropped than the first half of March. And that fits well with our model analysis when we said we'd like to buy it late February on a pullback in late Feb, but we might learn it goes lower still in early March, but we still think it'll be up latter half March and on into April. So interesting seasonal study. I just wanted to throw that out for you in case you haven't thought of that or aren't following anybody doing that kind of stuff. You might want to take a look at that. Now, other news. The AII, which I believe is the American Investor Institute, maybe. I could be wrong on that. I don't know why I don't know it. It's an old organization. I used to subscribe to them a long time ago, decided I didn't need it for my kind of trading investing. But it's basically another kind of sentiment. When are people too negative, too bearish, too bullish, too optimistic, and change must come or will come. From what I understand, that indicator is down very low, where some people are saying it's a setup for a potential buy signal in the stock market, that people are too negative, too bearish once again. It has to go up and probably above a certain level, and I apologize, I didn't grab the level and didn't write it down, but it has to go up some to trigger that signal. And then the theory is it'll just keep going on up until they are too optimistic, too bullish, and then something's going to break. But the point is, it's really suggesting maybe something's going to break for the bears, the pessimists, that they've overdone it here. And maybe we're starting that right now with a potential rally for the rest of this month here, maybe not. Now, some interesting thing is housing starts actually came in pretty good. And for what I've been hearing for the past 30 days is the housing sector. Now, this is the builders. They really are rather optimistic of the future. They think things have been beaten up enough already for them, okay? And they think the volume's going to be there. Now, they also may just be planning on building less and feel like there'll be enough people to take those homes, and that's good enough for business, so I got to watch out for that. But anyways, it's somewhat of a plus in my modeling that we can do better. But what if we have broken economy, not inflation? Then these housing people may learn they made the wrong bet. Things deteriorate. Now, another one is the initial jobless claims, which everybody's that's on the bear side has been hoping for a long time for a big up move in the jobless initial claims, meaning people laid off and they're starting to get unemployment. And that weekly number fluctuates a lot, but it's over the long run, it's usually quiet now, low, and they're looking for an uptick. Well, it didn't. It was actually lower this morning. That was a little bit of positive news for some investors, traders there. Then another one I find interesting for the long term is the U.S. import prices. This is what we import, what we paid for them. Was down, it was either the lowest level of the measurement or down the largest amount or something like that since December 2020, which was, you know, just soon after we pulled out of the recession. That's a nice plus to go along with the PPI discussion I had today and the weekly update that we are working on inflation. We are pulling inflation down. What's sad is I think we're really winning on inflation. The government number is coming down too slow. We shouldn't believe it. It's lower than that. But now we got to deal with this banking system. What else are we going to hear for bad banking news? Any rate, it was a very nice day today, but tomorrow I need to see volume, how much business is really done, how good of an up move was this, look for qualifiers, quantifying, it worked, the model said it ought to be up, it was up, and a very nice up day indeed, and I'm going to hold out for a little bit higher, and then we got to deal with the Fed, and we got to deal with another level 3 pullback. And if it's deep, we're going to have problems, and I will be discussing that at another time. Where do we protect ourselves from maybe a market that's just not going to get traction for a long time yet? And what if it goes a little bit lower or a lot lower and then moves sideways for a while? How do we deal with that? And that's something I'll be discussing probably tomorrow and then more with some videos next week of explaining some of those points. Otherwise, I think it was a very nice day today. And if I look at those people that sold Monday morning, sold Sunday night, they lost this week. They lost, okay? And they even sold again on Tuesday on the way up, putting it down to Wednesday, and then today they lost. It looks like to me the sellers were quite aggressive on March 13th, March 15th. The buyers came in on the 14th, and now the buyers come in today on the 16th. Now I have to see if it spills over in tomorrow. I think it should be up early tomorrow and then maybe down some. We got to start watching for the next level 4 top that might set this back. And then, of course, we have to prepare for Wednesday when we get the rate hike from the Fed. And will it top out sometime next week for the larger level 3 trend? Okay. Any rate, I thought the bond market, the interest rates moved up today. Okay. I'm sorry. Yes, they did. They moved up. So the stock market seemed to actually like that. I think the stock market was saying maybe the bond market is thinking the worst is already over, or at least it's a calm within a bigger storm or something, and they could take a break here. And so just maybe people weren't dumping stocks, putting into bonds. Maybe some were even flipping back and buying stocks. And I'm sure all these very short-term traders moving between bonds and stocks, to me, they were buying stocks today and selling bonds. And that did tick the rates up a little bit. But nothing major. But it was nice to see that the pop in rates did not scare the stock market. If anything, the stock market wanted to continue to buy. Okay. Now, there was also some good banking news in the sense of, First Republic Bank, apparently $20 or $30 billion or something like that is going to roll in from various investors to buy up assets and to help save that bank. And so that's less for the government and taxpayer to do here. That was a positive development. Yesterday's news on Credit Suisse of Switzerland saying they would back that bank, that was a positive development. Now we just have to see if we get new banks here in the U.S. Now, also, we know the European Central Bank raised their rates a half a point. Now, they've had such a strong stock market and apparently a more stable, better economy than what we've been told. I fully understand why they're following through, but that does make some people nervous. Are they going to break something? And it was interesting, Lagarde, at the head of the ECB, just basically said, we'll probably keep pushing it. And if there's a problem, well, we'll start over, which basically means they'll start printing money again, lower the rates. So apparently she's not that concerned if she's pushing things too hard here. But at any rate, now the question is, will the Federal Reserve stall out for a while? And I think they should. I think they probably will. But we'll see. All right, that's a wrap up for today. Past results are not necessarily indicative of future results. Nice day today, but Sunday is looking increasingly like we have to take this day by day and watch out for the 20-day moving average at 39.75, the 100-day moving average at about 4,006 as potential headwinds caps where they might want to sell again. Thank you.